Test 5. This is the Cambridge First Certificate in English for Schools listening test. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you'll hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. 1. You hear a news item about some teenage scientists.
Young Egyptian scientists have been in the news several times lately. A teenage boy hit the headlines last week with some amazing ideas for the next generation of space vehicles. And now another teenager has come up with a brainwave about recycling. A 16-year-old girl has found that an inexpensive chemical could be used to create $78 million worth of biofuel each year. Egypt's plastic consumption is estimated to total 1 million tons per year, so her proposal could transform the country's economy, allowing it to make money from recycled plastic. Egyptian schools are obviously doing something right when it comes to teaching boys and girls about science. Young Egyptian scientists have been in the news several times lately. A teenage boy hit the headlines last week with some amazing ideas for the next generation of space vehicles. And now another teenager has come up with a brainwave about recycling. A 16-year-old girl has found that an inexpensive chemical could be used to create $78 million worth of biofuel each year. Egypt's plastic consumption is estimated to total 1 million tons per year, so her proposal could transform the country's economy, allowing it to make money from recycled plastic. Egyptian schools are obviously doing something right when it comes to teaching boys and girls about science.
2. You hear an interviewer introducing a recorded interview with Darren Gray, a young writer.
Last week, Darren Gray was nominated for the New Writer of the Year Award. Darren is only 17, but his debut novel, The Franklin Years, received much critical acclaim. This is despite the fact that reviewers initially had no idea that its author was so young. In many ways, Darren is the typical teenage boy with a passion for rock music and skateboarding. But as soon as he opens his mouth, you realise he is unusually articulate for his years. I certainly didn't imagine he'd be such a joy to interview when I went to meet him this morning at the skate park where he goes before school every day. Last week, Darren Gray was nominated for the New Writer of the Year Award. Darren is only 17, but his debut novel, The Franklin Years, received much critical acclaim. This is despite the fact that reviewers initially had no idea that its author was so young. In many ways, Darren is the typical teenage boy with a passion for rock music and skateboarding. But as soon as he opens his mouth, you realise he is unusually articulate for his years. I certainly didn't imagine he'd be such a joy to interview when I went to meet him this morning at the skate park where he goes before school every day.
3. You hear a radio interview on a programme for teenagers with a biology teacher.
Sarah, you recently gave up a career as a comedian to go into teaching. Do you find your experience as a comedian helps in the classroom?
Well, I don't tell a lot of jokes to my students or anything like that, but I guess it's helped me have a sense of how I'm going down with an audience. I then modify my approach accordingly.
For example?
Well, I was doing lots of project work in the open air with classes, but I realised that they weren't as keen on that as me, so now they do more of their work online. They prefer that, and so presumably learn more too.
'Sarah, you recently gave up a career as a comedian to go into teaching. Do you find your experience as a comedian helps in the classroom?
Well, I don't tell a lot of jokes to my students or anything like that, but I guess it's helped me have a sense of how I'm going down with an audience. I then modify my approach accordingly.
For example?
Well, I was doing lots of project work in the open air with classes, but I realised that they weren't as keen on that as me, so now they do more of their work online. They prefer that, and so presumably learn more too.
4. You hear two friends talking about a concert they have been to.
That was a brilliant concert, wasn't it? Maggette's such an amazing performer. She always really wows the audience.
Yes, and her voice is so powerful. You'd never expect someone so tiny to sing such deep notes.
I know, as well as being able to hit such high ones too. She is extraordinary.
That's right. And she uses her face and her body to put across the emotion in the songs she sings too. She does that so well, and that's what makes her really special, I think.
I know what you mean. Not many singers do that, do they? That was a brilliant concert, wasn't it? Maggette's such an amazing performer. She always really wows the audience.
Yes, and her voice is so powerful. You'd never expect someone so tiny to sing such deep notes.
I know, as well as being able to hit such high ones too. She is extraordinary.
That's right. And she uses her face and her body to put across the emotion in the songs she sings too. She does that so well, and that's what makes her really special, I think.
I know what you mean. Not many singers do that, do they?